dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught.
This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast, and my name is Jared Houle in place of my grandmother. She's out doing some work right now on a book and some other things. These last 2 weeks, we're on a second week now with Pastor Lee Morgans from the home base of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, and that church being Collinsville, Oklahoma, north of Tulsa, a few miles, a glorious church fellowship. And a Glorious Church Fellowship, when you guys listen and hear Uncle Chip minister, he's a co-pastor with Pastor Lee. Pastor Lee has been there since 1978. So Pastor Lee, like I said, he's known me before there was me. He's known my mother. He's known my whole family. And he is a pastor of an experience. And what he's speaking on, the gifts, is understanding because of experience in his own life. And I just encourage you to go to billybrim.org or billybrim.com, either one, and go to the archives and listen to the first week that he spoke on, stirring up and just encouraging us all, from the platform to the person at home, to your personal life, the use of the gifts in Corinthians, the gifts of the Spirit in our lives that help perfect the body of Christ, preparing that bride, that glorified body that Jesus is coming back for. In the name of Jesus, amen. Pastor Lee, please, thank you so much and appreciate it. And it's an honor, like I say it every day, and I mean it. It's an honor to sit and listen to you. And I know the Holy Spirit, and you guys, they're listening, young, old, in between. Just sit and receive from what the Holy Spirit has to say today.
Talk about the gifts of the Spirit. I'll probably not say anything you haven't heard, but even through the word, he says, I thought it necessary to stir you up. Just because you've heard something doesn't mean you're walking in it. Just because you read about it doesn't make it operating in your life. You know, I have a grandson right now that's playing sport. I never used to read the sports page and about the stats and everything, and up until then, I really didn't care. But when the family's playing, all of a sudden you develop an interest because it pertains to you. I want you to develop an interest in the Holy Ghost because it pertains to you.
That's good.
I want to build you up and get you excited. Just say about my grandson. I mean, I want you to get excited. I'm excited. He missed 34 points, 26 rebounds, and 18 assists in one game. It excites me. I thought, before I started studying that and before I started watching, I didn't know if that was good or not. But the more I look at it, it's great. Well, I got excited about it because he's my grandson. I love him. Did you know your father loves you so much? He gives you the ability. My grandson got a hold of Chip Brim's message on training champions for Christ. He got a hold of the Holy Ghost that tells him he's anointed with the Holy Ghost to play ball on a level that the world's not familiar with, and he's not either. He started out playing varsity ball as a freshman. And every game I'm close to him, I keep reminding him, Logan, you're not playing for Logan, you're playing for God. Do everything that you do as unto the Lord. I want to stir you up today and the gifts of the Spirit, to expect God to move mightily and expect God to use you so that you can give him glory. Think about it. You and I, church, we've been created with the ability to give the King of glory, the Lord of glory. We can give him glory. He desires us for our life to give him glory, for us to speak things that gives him glory. And he gives us 9 supernatural manifestations of the Spirit to equip us to use this mouth to give him glory, to give him praise. And I give my grandson praise, But I got to, as I meditate on that, I got to thinking, Jerry, about how much God has invested in us.
Right.
And how much He invested in my family to send Chip mm-hmm. and Candace, associate ministers of the Glorious Church. And they've been sowing into my grandson's life. And Chip has a way of getting excited. If you've never, if you're out there and you've never seen Chip Brin, come to the Glorious Church and see him. He does a cowboy dance that you can't nobody duplicate. He gets excited, very excited, because he's excited about training champions.
Right.
And that's what we're doing here. They're teaching in our local fellowship. They're teaching on Love Walk. I'm teaching on the gifts. The gifts will not function
right.
with it
right.
properly without
okay.
the foundation of love.
Right.
Now, our staff is in total unity. I mean, we have got the most exciting cleaning lady in our church. She cleans the church, but she sings on the worship team too. And she's the same whether she's in the pew or on the platform. She's excited about serving God. She's excited about how news in the name of Jesus. The gifts of the Spirit in operation. I didn't intend to tell this, but I'm going to tell this testimony. During the ice and snow, she's one that prays in the Holy Ghost. And she was going down a large hill, rather large hill. Oklahoma don't have large hills. A little mound. But she was going downhill. It's enough hill to get your car going fast quick. But she was going down, and all of a sudden, on the ice, her car turned sideways. And she said, I could see both directions. I could see in front of me and behind me. But she's going sideways. That's not the time. That's not the place to be when you got traffic coming meeting you and you got traffic behind you. And she said, all I could say is the name of Jesus. Jesus. And she said, the road just cleared. People stopped behind me. The road cleared. I had a clear path. She said, my car slid down that whole hill sideways and got down to the end. It just righted itself and went the right direction. And she said, I pulled over the curb. I said, I would have had to pull over the curb. But she said, I just sat there with my hands up worshiping God. And she said, the people come meet me. They're having thumbs up. The people waving past me. She said, yes, because they seen it was supernatural. There's no way her car could have done that and missed everybody, but it went right down the middle, sideways, come to the point, and she gives God all the glory, all the honor and praise. But that was supernatural.
Mm-hmm.
That was supernatural because she had faith in the name of
right,
Jesus.
Right.
Yeah, Brandon is teaching on the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is powerful. Jesus went to heaven, sent the Holy Ghost to dwell in you. The same anointing that Jesus was anointed with, he sent it back down here and said, okay, Jared, you got it.
Right.
Now you do the works that I did and even greater works. But you keep them on the foundation of unity mm-hmm. and love. And church, as this woman did, she gave testimony. It had to be God. But that, you know, that's just one of her testimonies. We've got people in the church now that Sunday after Sunday after Sunday are having the supernatural power of God in operation. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge will come to them. And the directions, and sometimes the gift of faith. We got one lady, I will not say older lady because I'm just close to her. So we'll say one is mature.
Wise.
And her husband passed away. And she said, I heard at the funeral the devil tell me, what you going to do now? She said, I told him what I'm going to do now. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do greater things than I've ever done. Now, with her husband gone, loss of one income, she told last year, she said, when he died, we were $15,000 in debt. And she said, I've never quit paying my tithe. She said, matter of fact, I pay twice amount of tires now as we did when he was alive.
That's great.
And I'll tell you this. She followed words of wisdom, and she followed the gifts of the Spirit, and the words of prophecy has been given to her, and you know, tongues and interpretation she listened to, and they've changed her life. So she started out 2015, Jared, debt free. She began to believe God for a new car. You said, well, has she got a new car? No, but she said, now, my car now is running and performing better than it did when we bought it brand new. She said, it's so good now, I think I'll keep it. God is taking care of her. Well, God wants you to get so excited about the things of God. She's so excited. If you'd give her the mic, she'd testify for 30 minutes every Sunday.
I've heard her a couple times. Yeah. Watching.
And when she, her husband's funeral, she virtually preached the funeral. she showed no grief. People say, aren't you grieved? She said, no, he went to be with Jesus. And she said, I'm still here serving him. Well, God equipped her to serve him. And I really hadn't intended to go that way. But, you know, it's the manifestation is the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. Right. Just as these two have profited by the supernatural power of God in operation, God has given you that are listening to these tapes the supernatural power to profit. We will read about those faith, different gifts. But in the time limit that we have here, there's no way I can get in and explain every gift. I'm a pastor, and everything I come at will be directed as a pastor. Why? Because I love you. God loves you even more. He wants you not to live a defeated life. He wants you to not only have the wonderful church services and be so blessed. Have any of you ever been to a Holy Ghost service where you're so blessed? Well, he wants you to live a Holy Ghost service.
That's right.
Would it be all the same? No. The Holy Ghost, difference, diversity, different operation, different ministration, but the same Spirit. Jared, he's going to take us to that other level.
Right. I believe it.
Supernaturally, by the power and the plan of the Holy Spirit. Nine gifts. Every gift that you have need of is yours today. Top three, are you born again? If you're not, you need to be born again. You believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. You confess him as the Lord of your life. And you believe that he's coming again. I tell you what, you shall be saved. You believe, you speak, you're saved. You qualify for the gifts to be in operation in your life. Great things is happening. This is the best day of your life. This is the best time for the church. The gifts of the Spirit in manifestation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Pastor Lee. Now, if I'm in the area and in the Tulsa area, or if I want to see online, you have a website. You can check. Said you Google Glorious Church Fellowship. But if I'm in the area, what's your contact information there?
Get on the internet and just punch in A Glorious Church, okay. And it'll come up. You'll see different things for A Glorious Church, but it's A Glorious Church Collinsville. And you'll see down there live.
Live stream.
Live streaming. We stream live on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, and we stream live on Wednesday night, the second and fourth Wednesday night of every month. Chip Brim and Candace Brim teach it on training champions for Christ. That's what we are, A Glorious Church, training champions for Christ.